Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Day player on this Memorial Day Monday, and for Steve Cochran this morning, Gary Meyer still hanging out in the studio. Good morning to you once again, sir.
Hey, thank you for the invite.
And summer's the best time to explore some great places to cool off and enjoy a frozen treat. And to break it all down is Elliot Bambra. He is host of WGN TV's.
You thought he was going to go to beer, right?
What's that?
I thought he was going to beer. I was like, sure.
Yeah, cold beer.
Yeah.
That's what I meant
thought
to
he
say.
Said you're going to be bear.
Oh, you can, well, you can be.
Yeah, that's cold.
Yeah.
That's nice and cold. Jump in the lake and, hey, there's shrinkage.
They need to put an ice cream plate in the lake, in Lake Michigan.
I like
in the
that.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
So what is the water temperature? 32?
It's
37.
It's warm enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is
come
right
on.
Now.
It's yeah. Got to be in the 40s.
We'll ask Dave when he comes back in here. I'm probably it is the 40s
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, I thought so. It's going to take a little while longer to
it's
warm up.
Take a little
high beams
while.
Are up.
That's true too. Summer treats, ice cream in Chicago. You know, you've got some favorites.
Doesn't everyone have a favorite?
Did you grow up? I mean, you grew up in Chicago. What was like your go-to ice cream place when you were a kid?
Right out of the box here, it's Rainbow Cone.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm Weston.
Oh my God, we would load up the station wagon. It's my brothers and sister at five, uh-huh. and the parents, and we get and go over there, and that was and that's still there.
It is,
and it's pretty much the building. Everything's the same.
Where else are they selling
Thanks, Gary. That was on my list, so thanks for stealing one of
them.
Very territorial.
There's a location on Navy Pier now as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Aren't they serving, though, at Buena Beef? Aren't they starting to do, not that I'm dinging everybody here, but I think they're starting to serve Rainbow Cone at all their locations.
They are?
Because, I mean, you really do have to trek to the south side
right.
to get that. Yeah.
But that's half the fun of going to Rainbow Cone is going
that's
to.
True.
I mean, I love that location on Weston is just packed full of history and... You know,
I'm going to guess you're not from around here originally. So how did you discover Rainbow Cone when you I mean, seriously, how did you learn about it?
It's iconic, isn't it? I mean, you know, I love food. So, I mean, even though I wasn't born here originally, one of the things that I love about Chicago is its culture. It's you know, it's a proud town and it's this incredible food tradition that's here. You know, the brownie was born here.
Right.
The Italian beef, you know, the Hiburrito in some respects was born here. Everything about Chicago has some attachment to food, and everyone's very proud of it. Everyone has a favorite neighborhood hot dog, even though they're all pretty much Vienna beef. They all taste exactly the same. They're made exactly the same way. But Wolfie's is better than Super Dogs, is better
sure.
than Gene and Jude. You know, everyone has their favorite.
Now, there's a place on the south side, southwest suburbs, Willie's Weenie Wagon. That was the big deal when I was growing up. I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, but that was, and it's still there, I believe.
That's
Willie's
fantastic.
Weenie Wagon.
Is that in Markham?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
I know
it's still
it.
There?
Yeah.
I know my stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you do.
Stuff. Yeah, that's still there. That's still there.
I was going to say, my favorite ice cream place when I was a kid that's no longer around was Cock Robin.
Yes.
Do you remember?
The cubes.
Yes, the cubed ice cream.
I've been called that a few times.
And I've tried to buy
it. That's a Cock Robin over there.
Yeah.
I tried to actually buy one of those square ice cream scoops. It doesn't work very well. It never pops out.
It was square.
Oh,
I mean, real tight corners.
But even the cones, if you got a double cone with two scoops, you would get two cups in the cone that were square that you would plop that thing in.
Yeah.
It was Prince Castle's, I think, was the predecessor.
Prince Castle
was the
another
original.
Another one, right? Chicago Heights.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No longer around. How about some other ones? What are some
Plush, on the south side again, Plush Horse in Palos Park. It's been there for like 75 years. That place is beautiful. It's got a really historic, old nostalgia feel to the inside. Has a really great courtyard on the outside. It's all homemade ice cream, so it's nothing bought in. And it's they've got some incredible flavors. They have a range. And I'm a huge malt guy. I love chocolate malts. So one of my go-tos. And they make a stupendous malt.
I'm going to play a little game show with folks. I'm actually going to tease it right now. If you want to give us a call, 312-981-7200. We'll take the 7th and 9th caller. We're going to do a contest for a $25 gift card to Pretty Cool Ice Cream.
I like it.
Which is a new place in Logan Square. So we're going to do that $25 gift card. You got to play the game. We're going to take two callers, 312-981-7200, the 7th and 9th caller, all to win a $25 gift card. You got to play the game. Then we got five questions. Best man, best woman wins.
And how's the loser that? Has to jump into Lake Michigan and tell us the temperature.
Right. There's shrinkage.
Yep.
773 Ice Cream Place on the south side, Gertie's.
Yes.
Oh,
Gertie's.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's. Yep. We're not sure if it's there anymore. Somebody said Oberweis. Oh, you could say Oberweis and Dairy Queen.
We have a tradition every year. I say we got three girls, but we have three dogs, and every year my wife and I take them for almost like the first day of summer. Ice cream, and we pretty much go to Oberweis because we know, you know, it's a good local place. I mean, there's nothing wrong. It's still a family owned business. It's still family run.
Glass bottles. The milk's still in glass bottles.
I love that. That reminds me of a kid as well. Like, yes, putting the glass bottles out.
Delivering it to your house.
Oh,
but where are those jobs? Why don't the kids want to deliver milk anymore?
Oberweis still delivers milk. They can still get milk on the side of the house. Willie's is still there. That's from 815. 815, the Creamery locations in the South suburbs?
Yes, Creamery, the one in Frankfurt. I used to live in Frankfurt, and I would go there all the time. Hot dogs and mostly ice cream, but yeah, Creamery.
Right.
They got a few locations. I think one in Homer Glen, too.
Cupid Candies? Cupid?
I know that place well. That. Yeah, they've been on our show. They do some incredibly good sundaes. They make chocolate on location. I love those guys there. It's a mother and daughter who own and operate the place. Cupid Candies. Oh, my God. They're a great place.
Homer's in Wilmette.
That's another one that's been on the show. I think that's been there for like 100 years or so.
Yeah, it's been there like
They use fresh fruit in their ice cream as well. And one of my favorites there is the mixed berries. And it's like blueberries and blackberries and cherries and... It's nostalgic as well, and there's hot food as well.
Is there a place in Evanston? I think it's called Andy's for shakes.
Yes, Andy's frozen custard. There's one in Mount Prospect
and shakes too.
That's right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
If you want frozen custard, go to Lickety Split in Edgewater. They do some incredible. They do this thing called a crazy concrete where they take a cupcake and custard and they blend it all together with a bunch of toppings, and you can do like chocolate cake and all kinds of things.
What about Scooters? Scooters is over on Belmont,
Scooters is
right?
Great, yeah.
Is it Belmont?
Yeah, it's on, like, just...
Belmont and Paulina.
Yeah. Oh, he knows it well.
I know it well. Been there a few times.
That place is great.
Margie's Candies? You can't forget Margie's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, legendary spot as well.
It's stuff so good you want to talk dirty to it. Isn't that what you told me, David?
I did say that during the break. Yes, I did. Dove Candies?
Who?
On 57th and Pulaski? They invented the Dove Bar.
Yes.
The
Dove Bar.
You know, this place.
Come on. Dove Bar.
Yeah. Okay. I believe it.
Yeah.
Peterson's?
Peterson's, that's another one. That's
Oak Park?
In Oak Park. Yeah, that's been there for like 100 years. They actually have a location in Las Vegas as well.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. But that's another place, I think 105 years or something, or 95 years. Also been on the show. Also a great spot.
Very cool. I tell you what, we're going to do Black Dog Gelato. Did you mention that guy?
We haven't mentioned Black Dog, but I mean, yeah. That's like grown-up place.
That's my rap name, Black Dog Gelato.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
are you
going to
freestyle, Gary?
I will. I'll pop right here.
Okay.
I will pop right on this
you do
floor.
It.
All right, we got Howard and Marie on the line. They're going to play the game with us right after a look at your morning traffic.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your eyes remain. Stop me when I'm passing by.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Elliot Bambra from WGN TV Chicago's Best.
Hello.
Gary Meyer in studio.
Hello.
Yay!
And we've got Marie and Howard on the line. Howard's from Wheeling. Marie is from Downers Grove. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play?
I'll try.
All right, we're going to play a little ice cream Q&A. You can win a $25 gift card to Pretty Cool Ice Cream in Logan Square.
And Dave will drive you there.
I will personally drive you there. What I need you to do is just call out your own name, Marie or Howard. If you know you've got the answer, we'll call on you, and we'll see if you can answer the question. You ready to go?
Okay.
Ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. In America, how much do we spend on ice cream each year? Is it A, $14 billion, B, $20 billion, or C, $800 million?
Marie.
D.
Marie. Marie, what's the answer?
B.
B is correct, Marie. Nice job there. All right, here we go. Well, that was
how much is that?
$20 billion. $20 billion we spend on ice cream a year. There we go.
All right, okay, next question. The first known ice cream recipe known is from what country? Oh, sorry, what century? Let me ask you that again, because I'm confusing even myself.
Didn't your people invent the language?
I don't know. I mean, Dave put it all in capitals, and I can only read joined-up writing. Question two. We'll scrub that. This isn't live, is it?
No, we're good. We can redo this.
The first known ice cream recipe is from what century? A, the 1600s. B, the 1800s, or C, the 1900s?
Howard.
Howard, what's the answer?
Which one?
The 17th century.
That option wasn't even in there. I like the way you think, Howard. You've got the job. You think outside the box. Mary.
The first known ice cream recipe was handwritten in the recipe book of Lady Anne Fashaw in 1665. All right, question number three. Why is an ice cream sundae called a sundae? Was it A, Charles... Charles Sunday invented the ice cream that in his ice cream parlor in Pittsburgh in 1915 when someone suggested to place fruit and cream on their ice cream. B, ice cream sodas were a popular drink you could buy at the local shop. However, religious laws forbade shop owners of selling shakes on Sundays because you couldn't eat sugary treats on the Sabbath. So they came up with a ice cream sundae instead. Or C, the ice cream treat was created on a sundae.
Howard.
What's the answer?
C.
It is not C. It is B. You couldn't drink shakes because they were too luxurious to have on the set.
I knew it had something to do with the day of the week.
There you go. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Question four. Which is the oldest soft serve ice cream company in America? Is it A, Carvel Ice Cream? B, Dairy Queen? Or C, Mr. Softy?
Hey, Marie.
She nearly forgot her name there. Marie, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with C.
With C?
No.
Although
that was your nickname in high school, wasn't it?
Mr. Softy was my clown name.
Oh, great.
And stage name
as well. On Memorial Day weekend of 1934, Tom Carvel, the founder of Carvel in New York, suffered a flat tire in his ice cream truck and started selling his melting ice cream. thus the soft serve.
It was either that or trying to sell flat tires.
That's right.
Go with the ice cream.
All right. Question number five. So far, Marie's in the lead with 1 point.
Yeah. What competition this is. Right.
If we have a tie, you're going to have to come up with question number six.
I told you, Dave, I don't work well under pressure.
All right. The oldest ice cream shop in Chicago is Margie's Candies, which opened up in 1921. What two famous rock bands ate at the famous soda fountain? Was it A, the Beatles and the Stones, B, the Monkees and the Cowsills, or C, the Jackson 5 and the Who?
Howard.
A. Hey, it was the Beatles and the Rolling
Stones. Howard, how dare you?
We're going to have to come up with another one here. What do we got?
I want a black cow.
No, I got Michael Chapchek from Bang Bang Pie. He also owns Pretty Cool Ice Cream here. You know how many ice cream bar flavors that you have. How many? No, don't say. Just hold up a show of hands or tell me somehow.
They could be watching. Write it down.
Over 30.
All right. Does Pretty Cool Ice Cream have over 10 flavors, 20, or 30?
Marie.
Howard.
Marie. How many?
Well, if I say 10, it's adding right on all of them.
Right. Right. Did you think this out?
Is it 10, 20, or over 30?
This is brilliant.
What's your answer?
Oh, okay. I'll say over 30.
Over 30 is correct, and you win a $25 gift card for Pretty Cool Ice Cream in Logan Square. Oh, that was easy, wasn't it?
Marie, you have a technicality there that you could really use.
And that's why rules are important with competitions.
Contact your attorney, would you please? All right, hang on the line, Marie, and we'll get you. Thanks for playing, guys. Hang on 1 second. All right, Curtis, you got that. All right, throw that down. So speaking of Pretty Cool Ice Cream, Michael Chapchek, he actually runs Bang Bang Pie in Chicago, but also has Pretty Cool Ice Cream, and he has some Pretty Cool Ice Cream. Good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, David. Thanks
for having
me. Nice
to have you. So what are some of these very unique, crazy flavors that you got here?
Well, we brought quite a few. We brought a flavor from our custard category. It's a peanut butter ice cream dipped in chocolate and rolled in potato chips. That's a personal favorite.
So these aren't your grandmother's ice cream.
That's why it's
bars.
Called Bang Bang Pie.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, you're making all these. I mean, you know, I can't see the last time I picked up an ice cream bar, but these are just, like, decadent. And just like how you make your pies and stuff, I mean, you put a lot of love into figuring out the best concoctions and recipes for all this.
That's exactly right. My partner, Dana Cree, actually wrote a cookbook on ice cream, so she's what I refer to as an ice cream whisperer. And as Marie acknowledged, we do have over 30 rotating flavors. Some of the other ones I brought today, one from the Chuck Pop line, which is a gourmet popsicle. That's a lychee lemon tea, otherwise known as an Arnold Palmer. We have a rainbow chip, which is birthday cake flavored, very nostalgic flavor there. We have a black raspberry, which is a buttermilk bar. That's a fruit purees, local fruit purees with sherbet. We have a non-dairy line called Plant Pops, which are made with plant-based milks.
Wow.
The one I brought is pina colada, so pineapple coconut.
Can you milk a pineapple?
Can you milk a pineapple? Indeed. That should be the next trivia question.
That's that dry English humor we've heard about, right?
Maybe. Yeah. It's early. It's early on Memorial Day. I'd normally be asleep
You
by
don't
now.
Celebrate this in your country. What do you care?
No, well, right.
Right.
4th of July is a very depressing day for me. Independence Day.
You were down in your shelter while we saved your ass.
Right, right.
Good Lord. So tell me, again, you're located in Logan Square.
We are located in Logan Square, 2353 North California, just south of Fullerton.
Very cool, and thanks for the giveaway as well.
Yeah, you got
it. We appreciate it. And the website?
PrettyCoolIceCream.com.
There you have
Come
it.
And see us, guys. Open every day, 7 days
they
a week.
They have over 10 flavors.
I know. That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad. Not very well planned out. Chicago's Best, what do you got coming up this coming week?
This coming week, that's a really good question. I should really come prepared, but I do know we have a lot of great new shows coming up, including our Outrageous Eats episode where I tackle a 4-pound burger and Marley tackles a ridiculous stacked pancake dish. We've also got Best Barbecue coming up. We've got a bunch of new shows. The show was on last night because last night was actually Sunday.
That is correct.
We did some lunch deals,
nice.
Which makes perfect sense coming on a Monday. But I appreciate just hanging out with you, Dave.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy. Have a great
pleasure.
Memorial Day.
You too.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. All right, State Player for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday here on 720 WGN. Still hanging out in the studio, Gary Meyer.
You're like a substitute teacher. You kind of know what you're doing, but every now and then you go off the rail.
I go off the rail a little
I'll
bit.
I'll give you the weather if you want to read
that.
It again, Dave.
This one's the microphone, Dave. This button here that says on. Yeah, you know how this works?
What does this one do?
I don't interrupt you all the time, Dave. That was kind of a little bit of a fluke.
It woke me up.
If this was a small plane, we'd be in Bussy Woods right now.
You know what? We're taping this, so we can just fix that later.
Okay. Yeah, you're taping it, all right.
It's okay. Elliot Bamber up from Chicago's Best also hanging out here. It is the kickoff to summer, the beginning of the grilling season, and to provide some helpful tips, tasty recipes, we'll open up the phone lines. Any questions you have for Weber Grill, Master Chef Kevin Coleman at 312-981-7200. He's here in studio. Good morning to you.
Dave, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's been a tradition, I think, for the past 6 years, 7 years that we've done this. Weber Grill's Patty Krug. Used to do this, I think, with Roy Leonard.
Oh, way back in the day.
Back in the day on WGN. There's only two ways to grill, obviously, charcoal and gas grills. Break down what's the features and benefits, really, of gas versus charcoal? Because there's specific preferences people like.
Yeah, there's definitely a flavor and aroma when you have charcoal going in the backyard. Usually that's an attraction for all of my neighbors to come over and start hanging out. So when it comes to smell, flavor-wise, I think people prefer charcoal. And some of the nuances of cooking with charcoal is that the charcoal hits a temperature and then starts to drop. So it's a little more inconsistent, a little less. It's more inconsistent than, let's say, gas. So anything under 20 minutes, I love on gas because the heat is always going to be consistent as long as you have gas in your tank or it's coming from your house. Where charcoal, there's a little more art form to it, but there's a little bit more flavor I think you can pull from it. So it's kind of a give and take.
I was at this, excuse me, can I talk?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, I'm afraid of you now. Obviously, lost what balance you had.
I'm good.
I was at a backyard barbecue recently, and the guy did pellets in his grill, and he was doing ribs, and it was unbelievably great. What's the deal on pellets?
So pellets is a newer category that's starting to really take off. I think it makes grilling easier for people, although there's definitely a difference in the way food tastes coming off of some grills versus some of the pellets out there. So a little more consistent when it comes to heat temperature. You don't really have to monitor as much as you would gas or, let's say, charcoal. So it's definitely an up-and-coming category. I think you lack a little bit of that true barbecue flavor, mm-hmm. but you make up for it with ease. So I think it's another one of those balances.
You said it gets really hot. That pellet heat is really hot.
I think it depends. Most heat sources, like gas, gets 800-900 degrees. Charcoal, certain grills can go to 800-900 degrees. So it's how that company manages the heat and how it distributes it over the grill, so you can do searing at high temperatures and then low and slow stuff like the ribs you had.
Now let me ask you this. There's a lot of people out there that haven't fired up the grill all winter. It's just sitting there. What do they do to get this thing ready besides just lighten it?
If it's a charcoal grill, take the grates out, check it inside of the bowl, see if there's any excess debris in there, clean that out. The more schmutz, that barbecue, mm-hmm. that's the terminology.
Watch your mouth.
The more of that you have inside of your grill, the more the performance starts to drop. So gas grills, take your flavorizer bars and grates out. Clean all that.
Take out the squirrels, everything?
Anything that's in there, mice,
or just put them on the spit. Just put that as part of your entree.
Why not?
If you're
that's a flavor profile. Flavor profile, yeah.
So and then once that is, heat your grill up about 10, 15 minutes, burn any of that excess stuff off of there, and then you're ready to go.
All right. Favorite things to grill? What are you going to throw on today? Or what have you thrown on today?
Well, this weekend we did two briskets, 35 pounds of shoulder. I did a little bit more of that down in Indianapolis when we went down there.
Yeah, you were there for the race, right?
Yep,
yeah.
That was fantastic.
So some tailgating?
We did a little bit of tailgating. This guy's hilarious.
What? No.
Listening to you talk about things was just, I was like, this is
I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Speaking of the Indy 500, yeah. I've been to it a couple times. That's one of those American things you have to do at least once. You can't get the spectacle on television of what it is. It's unbelievable.
It's tremendous. The thing I loved this year about the 500 is they really did an extraordinary job of supporting the troops and really highlighting the military, which they do every year. But this year, the flyover was fantastic. Yeah. They were deploying 600 troops over to, I think, Iraq, and they had them on the track, and they did a nice procession for them. So
wow,
what they do to
great.
Support military and really highlight how important they are to our world is fantastic.
Awesome. Very cool. We've grilled sausage pole. You know, the big sausage. Thing about, yeah, sausage, putting sausage.
Sausage. Sausage. Chicago on accent, grill. Sausage.
Nice.
Yeah. How do you know, so one of the big questions that we always have on our text line is, like, how do you not overcook them? Because you can split them open, and obviously that becomes a big issue. You lose the flavor. The moisture's gone. How do you kind of control
yeah,
all that?
Yeah, brats and sausage can be a challenge for people. So what I like to do is low temperature, 300, 325, slowly bring them up. That way the meat can naturally expand inside that casing.
Yeah.
And then you turn it up to about 425 degrees at the end to really start to brown them up. And that's usually like a 16 to 18 minute cook. But when it comes to consistency and the way those things are going to eat, they're going to be fantastic.
Rain doesn't scare me away, but it's supposed to be like storming after 2 o'clock
they
today.
They said that so every day this
I
weekend.
Know they have. They
there
have.
Is nothing more patriotic, Dave, than standing outside in the rain
right.
cooking
I
on the grill on Memorial
man.
Day.
That's the first thing I do is shovel a path to my grill, you know, in the
I
snow.
I could do winter.
Yeah, I could do winter, too.
I love it.
Best burger recipe.
That's like one of those.
Did you put brisket in there? Brisket?
So we go to my butcher and he grounds. Brisket is really lean, so he'll take the flat of a brisket, clean off the little bit of fat that you're going to have on top, and he'll grind that as his 80, and then he'll take 20% and he'll grind bacon into that. So it's a brisket bacon burger that we do, and those are fantastic.
Nice.
If you can't do that, nice thing to do is saute bacon first and then take the bacon bits and put that inside your burger. You have a crazy consistent flavor profile there. And then finally, you know, it's like 80-20 is what I choose in the meat. Number two, shaping it to the same size. That's one easy way for people to cook. It's if the burgers are all the same size, they're all going to cook at the same rate. Got to put a thumbprint down the middle. That's an old steakhouse technique. That way the juices don't run to the middle. The burger cooks evenly. And then 425 to 450, only flip it once. I mean,
nice.
It's amateur hour when people start to
squeeze it
down.
That's
why you have spatulas. It's to flip burgers and smack people across the face when they do that.
So. It ain't summer until my arteries are closing.
That's right.
The kickoff
that's
to right. summer right
that's
there.
Right. That's right. And the other thing people do all the time is peek. Looking ain't cooking.
Looking ain't cooking. Keep the lid closed. I mean, that's the other thing where I like
I
to just set
that.
A timer.
I remember that.
Don't play with the food. I mean, it's just obnoxious. Just be patient. Enjoy your beer or whatever else you're going to be drinking.
Ribs and barbecue. What do you like to do with the ribs? Don't you dry rub the ribs?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing, actually, Maddie and I were talking
again.
About it.
This used to be a family station.
I'm sorry.
Where's Kathy and Judy?
We've gone a little bit off the grid with that. So ribs, I'm a dry rib guy. We're going to do baby backs today. So we'll do, it's a 2-2-1 method, 2 hours on the grill, 1 hour back on the grill inside foil with apple juice, a little bit of butter and the barbecue seasoning that you put on it. And then 1 hour out, and then about 30 minutes before you take them off, sauce them, and you'll be ready to go.
All right. I got Kerry from Sycamore on the line. You got a question about ham on the grill?
Yeah, I do. I have a, I inherited, don't ask me how, I inherited a fresh ham. So it's not brined, it's not cured. And I'm thinking the only way to do this is on the grill. And then I've got a Weber gas and charcoal grill. I'm wondering, do you have any recommendations? I mean, how do I cook this thing?
Yeah, it's actually interesting you said fresh, because I was going to say either you're reheating it because it's a normal ham or if it's a fresh ham. So I would do charcoal. I would start out indirect heat. Ham right directly in the center, and you want to cook it to about 140 to 150 degrees, which depending on the thickness of that might be about a 5 to 6 hour cook. Usually you can kind of get around it with about one hour per pound of that ham. And then what you want to do, if you have any excess glaze that you want to make, that usually goes on about 30 minutes before you're going to take it off.
Said in indirect
Definitely indirect. If you try to go direct with that, you're going to dry it out and turn it into pork jerky.
And at the end, just glaze it and then crisp it up.
Yeah, glaze it. You want to cook. Actually, you want to cook that at about 300 degrees, and then you want to glaze it the last 30 minutes, and then let it rest for about 5 to 10 minutes. It'll let some of that moisture run back into it, and then it's time to slice and enjoy.
Excellent. I will do that. Thank you very much.
Kev, do you got an eye grill for this young man?
Yeah, so if we want, we can definitely get him an eye grill. And that
someone an eye grill is. Yeah.
So for future reference, we have a Bluetooth thermometer eye grill, which monitors the food that you're going to be cooking. So you could plug in fresh ham, you put the probe into it, and then it will tell you exactly when it's going to be done, and it tracks it for you, which is fantastic. So we'll have one sent out to you, and hopefully in the future you'll be able to use that and cook some great barbecue.
Awesome. Thanks,
Gary. Have a great Memorial Day.
Sounds like his brakes are going out.
Fresh ham just fell in my lap.
Yeah, really?
There's a guy driving around Chicago giving out fresh hams. Back of a van.
Picnicking, obviously, big deal, or picnicking by the lake. The Weber Q Grill is a great grill for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the Q is one of those grills that we've picnicked down at the lake. We've gone to do tailgate at Soldier Field with those. Fantastic. For people that are going to be using it as a cast iron grate, which we test all these grills in the Chicagoland area, which you know it gets cold and it's warm and everywhere else, but if you're going to be doing picnicking, you want to keep track of how you're going to be cooking. And I'm a first in, last out kind of guy. So depending on how your day is going, you put the things you're going to cook last in the bottom of your cooler and then build it up. It's just one of those easy tips that instead of having to shuffle through everything and try to find anything, you can do it in platters and just take those out of when you need them.
And they come in different colors, too. So, I mean, if you got a favorite team, you know, Northwestern, the Bears, whatever, you got orange, you got your blue for Cubs, all kinds of good stuff.
They come in different colors, which it's always fun when you're driving around here or looking up at the balconies in the city that you can see different colors.
And speaking of which, you got electric grills, too, for city, because obviously you can't put propane in some of these buildings.
Yeah, right? We have electric grills, which work fantastic. I mean, high heat. We've done competitions in some of the places that we've gone to around the world, and usually it's a third, where people prefer the electric actually a little more than they do gas and charcoal. By the way, it caramelizes then the flavor inside of it.
So we're going to throw the Mueller report on the grill. We're going to grill that for about a half hour, see what we can get out of that.
We could try that.
Would you dry rub it first?
I would.
A little bit of seasoning for that. Yeah.
You got to really get in on that rub.
That's what pellets were made for.
That's right.
You think super heat? All right. A little super heat on that.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
I've always wanted to turn my grill into kind of smoker. I want a smoker, but I don't know if I have enough room to fit in a smoker as well. Is there a way that I can like take some ribs and kind of improvise and use my gas grill as a smoker as opposed to just direct heat cooking?
Well, do you know what kind of gas grill it is? Two burner, three burner?
It's three burner.
So what I would do is you could take, we sell smoker boxes, which we could get for you, and you'll soak your chips. You'll put that over a hot burner, usually about 15 minutes will get the smoke going. And then you'd keep the other two burners off, and you would put your ribs directly over that area. So you could do your low and slow shoulder, brisket, ribs, whatever you're going to be doing, just by putting that smoker box to get the aroma. And that's usually like the first 2 hours of the cook. And then after that, the meats usually at a temperature won't absorb any more smoke. And so that's the perfect time to just finish them up on a grill.
Right now, all the vegans are in the fetal position listening to this.
We can do some veggies on the grill.
You can do veggies. There's and other
wrong
things.
With that. Yeah,
sure, you can.
The Impossible Burger's out now, and so
I hear that is incredible.
It's pretty good.
You know, it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, the consistency of it is very similar to a patty. The thing I like about the Impossible meat is you can mix. So if I was doing two burgers for the people that want meat and the people that don't, you can make that so inclusive to where the people are getting the same kind of burger except for different consistency when it comes to the soy that they use in Impossible. So it's actually a pretty fun piece of protein to cook
it's
with.
It's the closest thing to real meat in some respects. I've cooked it a few times. It's impressive.
I've heard, and I like
it's impressive. Yeah.
Those patties that aren't meat, and I can't tell after a while.
It's interesting how they sweat very similar to what a burger would do, so
really?
You get that same kind of consistency on top of it. Yeah, they've done a pretty fun job. I was actually out in Napa Valley and worked with a little bit of their team out there, so it's an interesting protein to cook with.
Well, we're going to give away a Weber Q grill. Let's do a question for a caller. Let's take the fifth and seventh caller, and the question is, the George Stephan, who founded Weber Grill, modeled his kettle grill off of what? A punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? So Weber founder George Stephan modeled his kettle grill off of what? A, a punch bowl, B, a buoy, or C, a globe? 312-981-7200 for Weber Q. We'll do that after a look at your morning traffic. Dave? All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN, live in studio with Gary Meyer. Good morning, Gary, again.
I just had that popsicle your ice cream guy left, the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
It's why the Al-Qaeda hate us. That thing is so good.
Was it chocolate outside of it, too?
No. It's a popsicle tasting like an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
I tried the Bang Bang Pie one.
Yeah, was that blueberry?
What about the ice cream, Elliot?
Hey now.
Hello, one, two.
Hey.
Elliot Bamford from Chicago's Best in here and Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. And we've got Shirley on the line. Good morning, Shirley.
Don't call her Shirley.
Shirley, she can't be serious.
Shirley, you can't be serious. Weber founder George Steffen modeled his kettle grill off of what? A punch bowl, a buoy, or a globe? And this is for a Weber Q grill.
A buoy.
You got it. That's correct. Where's my ding, ding, ding? For God's sake. There we go.
Shirley, you didn't Google that, did you?
I'm excited.
You didn't Google it, did you?
No, because I always listen to the when you guys are on WGN.
Nice. I like hearing that. That's fantastic. I know. These days, it's every opportunity for
kind of grill.
That's awesome. Shirley, hang on the line. Curtis will get your information and have a good Memorial Day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, dear. Now I know everything with the contest line. If you give people 1 minute, it's over.
Yeah, they can Google and there you go.
That's totally true. We were talking about veggies on the grill. What do you like doing on the grill for veggies? For those vegetarians out there, since we've been talking about raw meat and everything for the last 20 minutes.
What we like to do is anytime you're serving anything, I like to incorporate at least one grilled item into it. So you can do your veggies. Zucchini is great. Peppers are great. Eggplant's another great thing where you can sear that off, and it's meaty. So for people that want a burger-esque kind of thing, you can always do a larger size piece of eggplant. The other nice thing is we have these veggie baskets where for a lot of people, they have issues of the veggies falling through the grates and they make a mess of it, which sometimes you just cut bigger pieces and they don't do that. Or preheat the veggie basket when you start your grill so that way it's nice and hot, and then when you throw your veggies in there, it'll cook faster, they'll caramelize more, and you'll get more flavor out of them.
Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill, weber.com. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day. Elliot Bambro, Chicago's Best, Sundays at 10.
I thought I was in trouble then, just the way you said my name. I was like, what'd I do?
Would you step over here so we can taser you?
Oh, my God.
I'm getting rid of you. So what is your, what's the website again?
The website, again, is chicagosbesttv.com. We've also got an app, which is free, which gives you all the episodes, all the segments, every place we've ever been to. We also have a YouTube page, which is chicagosbesttv.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, I don't know.
And I always say, don't come to a chain. Go to your app when you're coming down the city. Figure out what kind of food you want and check this out, because you'll get some great local places.
The show celebrates mom and pop places. We don't critique, we celebrate. And that's the way to keep these businesses and the neighborhoods thriving, is by visiting your local establishments. Get to know the people, enjoy their food. You'll have a great time.
Fabulous. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.